Antonio, we wanted you to talk a little bit about the paper you were the first author on, the definitive statement to this point on HER2 testing that came out of ASCO and the American College of Pathology. Can you talk a little bit about the background for this historic endeavor and what was concluded?
The panel essentially set out to answer two basic questions. One, what is the optimal testing algorithm for the assessment of HER2 status? And second, what strategies, including regulatory and training validation strategies, can help ensure the optimal performance interpretation and reporting of assays? And so essentially, clinical algorithms that, for the most part, recapitulate what has been done in clinical practice were set out. What was interesting is that the panel thought that, for the most part, there was no evidence of a superiority of FISH over IHC. And so what we as a group decided was that we would be emphasizing the importance of reflex testing from equivocal FISH testing to immunohistochemistry as well. And what was defined also was formalized was the definition of an equivocal HER2 FISH testing for patients with a ratio of HER2 CEP17 between 1.8 and 2.2, which in fact was already part of the package insert for the PathVision FISH assay that had already been approved by the FDA a few years before. One of the key issues that we are now increasingly paying attention to, and it applies to other markers such as estrogen receptor, is the whole issue of the time to fixation. And the HER2 assays out there have been validated using fixation between 6 and 48 hours on sitting in neutral buffered formalin. And people don't realize, but this has huge implications from a practical standpoint for those women who have their breast surgery done on a Friday afternoon, because that implies that the pathologist is going to have to continue processing of the tissue sample over the weekend rather than waiting until Monday morning. And that has huge, huge implications. One of the key issues that we understood early on is that in a very decentralized health system such as the U.S., we are not trying to limit the number of pathology labs that will do HER2 testing, but I think the key message is, if you're going to do HER2 testing, you have to do it in a way that would ensure reproducibility, standardization of your procedures, and for the most part, to ensure that a HER2 positive test done in lab A also will have a similar result if done in lab B.